With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The number of Montanans filing new claims for unemployment help continues to decline, according to the latest numbers released today by the Montana Department of Labor and Industry. The state received just over 3,600 new unemployment applications last week, but unemployment in the state remains well above normal times amid the COVID-19 pandemic. More than 11,000 people filed initial unemployment claims so far in May. That's down from late March, when more than 20,000 Montanans a week were filing new claims. Since mid-March, when Montana entered a state of emergency in response to COVID-19, the state has processed more than 105,000 new claims. Montana enters Phase 2 of Governor Steve Bullock's economic reopening plan Monday. That increases how many customers can be inside some businesses at any given time. And starting June 1st, out-of-state travelers will no longer be required to quarantine when arriving in Montana. Montana reported 4 new positive COVID-19 cases today. 3 of the new COVID-19 cases were discovered through surveillance testing in Bighorn County. In Billings, the Yellowstone County Jail plans to begin testing 33 inmates along with staff who came in contact with an inmate who tested positive for the respiratory virus earlier this week. Montana is starting 2 new programs for tourism education and business safety as the state enters the second phase of its economic reopening plan June 1st. Starting on Monday, out-of-state travelers will no longer be required by the state to quarantine for 2 weeks when entering Montana. Governor Steve Bullock says the Montana Business Adaptation Program will allow for up to $5,000 in reimbursement per business for expenses related to keeping staff and customers safe from COVID-19.
Expenses include things like the purchase of personal protective equipment, installation of sneeze guards, hand sanitizer, resources for remote work equipment, cleaning supplies, and more.
A total of $20 million in those grants are available starting Monday at covidrelief.mt.gov. The Montana Department of Commerce and Department of Public Health and Human Services is also kicking off a $15 million statewide campaign aimed at educating tourists about public health and safety while visiting Montana. A presidential task force charged with addressing an epidemic of missing and slain Native Americans has resumed listening sessions with tribes. The task force held a handful of sessions in person before the coronavirus hit. It's now turning to teleconferences and webinars to update tribes on its work and get feedback. The task force says it will meet a November deadline to submit a report to the White House. The group is reviewing cold cases in Indian Country to find ways to improve investigations and respond more quickly to reports of missing Native Americans. Few days are left before Montana's June 2nd primary election, so voters who haven't mailed their ballots should instead drop them off in person at county election offices and other drop-off locations. YPR News' Kevin Trevlin reports some election officials are already processing mail-in primary envelopes.
Missoula County Elections Administrator Bradley Seaman says turnout in his county will likely surpass previous primaries. Nearly 36% of registered voters there had returned ballots as of Wednesday.
And in elections, the more people who vote means the more accurate that their wishes are.
Missoula County turnout almost matches the state average at this point, 37%. To compare, 45% of Montana voters turned out for the last presidential primary in 2016. A legal dispute sowed confusion this month by almost changing the state's ballot receipt deadline. A Yellowstone County District Court judge also temporarily suspended the Ballot Interference Prevention Act, which would have allowed one person to turn in only 6 absentee ballots, and asked that they fill out a form saying whose ballots they were returning. Regardless, some election officials are already preparing ballots for counting, thanks to a separate election law passed last year, allowing them to begin the process earlier than before. Flathead County Election Office Manager Monica Eisenzimmer says the extra time will significantly reduce pressure on staff.
I mean, I don't know of anybody that wants to spend all day from 4 o'clock in the mornings when we start our day till 4 o'clock the next day and have to be as alert and aware of everything that's going on.
County officials expect the new law will lead to faster results on Election Day, but some of them think many voters will still be submitting ballots until the 8 p.m. deadline on June 2nd. Rural Bighorn County, for example, has only seen 20% turnout so far. Elections Administrator Dulcie Bear Don't Walk says local voters prefer to do it in person.
People are 20 or 30 miles apart, and they don't hardly ever come off their ranch. And so on voting day, that's the day that they generally see everybody. So it is a very social activity.
Bighorn County will offer drop-off locations at all usual polling places on Election Day. Kevin Trevlin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Glacier National Park is looking at the second week of June to begin a phased reopening. Montana Governor Steve Bullock said on a press call today the park's western entrances at West Glacier and Camas Creek will initiate phase one of the park's reopening at an as-of-yet undecided date. Private businesses in Apgar may choose to open with the park. Restrooms will be available, though visitor centers will remain closed. Going to the Sun Road is expected to open up to vehicles up to Avalanche Creek, with hiker and biker access up to Logan Pass. Snow precludes vehicles from venturing further, though Bullock says a full road opening is on track for late June. The park's eastern entrances will remain closed in line with non-essential travel restrictions enacted by the Blackfeet Tribal Business Council. Meanwhile, over in Yellowstone National Park, all five entrances will be open to day-use visitors starting Monday at 10 a.m. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Visitors will once again be able to access the park via the three Montana entrances next to West Yellowstone, Gardner, and Cook City. Yellowstone's two less trafficked Wyoming entrances have been open since May 18th. The changes Monday will coincide with Montana Governor Steve Bullock's lifting of quarantine requirements for out-of-state travelers, which were put in place to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. Restrooms, self-service gas stations, medical clinics, trails, and boardwalks will be open across the park. Approved small group tours, takeout food service, boating, and fishing will also be allowed. Yellowstone officials say some overnight accommodations will begin to reopen later in June, but campgrounds, visitor centers, and other facilities will remain closed for now. The park is partnering with surrounding states, counties, and businesses to increase its capacity to test people with COVID-19 symptoms. Park County health officials started testing Yellowstone employees this week as part of a COVID-19 surveillance testing pilot project. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.